Daniel 4, Day 6, A Review. You might reread Chapter 4 to remind yourself of the sequence. Canons 27. The progression of a church towards its end and the end itself are described in very many places in the Word. 1. A successive decreasing of good and truth and increasing of evil and falsity in a church is termed in the Word its being laid waste and becoming desolate. 2. Its final state, when there is nothing of good or truth remaining, is there termed consummation and being cut off. 3. The end itself of a church is called the fullness of time. 4. The same things are also meant in the word by evening and night. 5. And also by these things in the prophets and in the Gospels, quote, "Then shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." Unquote. 6. Then the church exists no longer except in name. Nevertheless, there is this remnant in it, so that a man, if he wishes, can know and understand truths and can do goods. True Christian Religion 563. It is well known that habit becomes second nature, so that what is easy for one person is difficult for another. The same is true of self-examination and confessing its results. Is there anything easier for a hired laborer, a porter, or a farm laborer, than to toil with his hands from morning to night? Yet, on the other hand, a gentleman who leads a soft life could not do the same for half an hour without fatigue and sweat. It is easy for a runner with a staff and in soft shoes to cover a mile, while one who is used to riding in a carriage can hardly run slowly from one street to the next. Arcana Celestia, 10,038, Section 2. The worst kind of the love of self is the love of ruling for the sake of self, that is, solely for the sake of honor and self-advantage. They who are in this love are indeed able to make a profession of faith and charity, but they do this with the mouth and not with the heart. Indeed, the worst of them regard the things of charity, thus the holy things of the church, as means to attain their ends. Questions and points for discussion. What happens to an individual or an organization if it neglects self-examination? 2. Think of examples of how each of the following applies to our individual lives. A. Being laid waste and becoming desolate. B. Consummation and being cut off. C. The fullness of time. D. Evening and night. E. A remnant. Now think of how these same verbal images might apply to the church as a whole. These stories can seem like repeating the same temptation over and over again. Do the same temptations sometimes repeat in our lives? If so, why do you think this is? And finally, to make sure you are still hopeful, we read from Arcana Celestia 560, "From remains, that is, through remains from the Lord, man is able to be as man, to know what is good and true, to reflect on matters of every kind, and consequently to think and to reason. For in remains alone is there spiritual and celestial life." Then Arcana 1906, "The more remains, therefore, that a man has received in the life of the body, that is, the more of good and truth, the more delightful and beautiful do the rest of his states appear when they return." And lastly, Arcana 290, "There cannot be more than one life, with a capital L, from which is the life of all, and there can be no life which is life, except through faith in the Lord, who is the life, nor can there be faith in which there is life except from him, consequently, unless he is in it.